There's a story in the Times today about a pianist who's turned a chance. I love this story. He's turned it to a chance to dice and chance in an effort to make his music more creative. Edward Chilvers uses a dice to force himself into playing random improvisations. It's a long-held tradition used in the past by composers like Mozart. Here's how it's been working out for him. This is from his latest album, 31 Pieces. That lovely. Edward Chilvers joins us now. Hi there, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Perfect. Yes, we can, loud and clear. Tell us why you wanted to approach this method of making music.
Well, I found myself in my playing, like so many people, getting into ruts, playing the same kind of thing, because you play on your instinct. Your instinct is informed by everything you've done in your whole life. It can be very difficult to kind of get into regularly having new creative insights. So I created the dice system so that to randomize my practice, and I created like variables to make it maximally interesting.
So go on, explain how this works, because you roll more than one dice with more than six sides sometimes, don't you?
Well, I've got several dice systems, and I use dodecahedron dice. I use all the platonic solids dice, dodecahedron, octahedron, tetrahedron. But I've used different dice systems, but generally, a good example would be I throw a dodecahedron to find out what key I'm going to play in, and I've got another chart where I throw dice to see what tempos I'm going to be playing in. I usually try to play in two or three tempos simultaneously. And another dice system to find out what mode or harmonic system that I'm going to be playing in. So I've got a key, a harmonic system, and a rhythmic system. And then within those constraints, I can just play randomly.
And what does that mean for your music? Can you notice a difference? Is it because you're not lapsing into habit, you're just trying new things, so you've liberated yourself a bit, ironically, by constraint?
That's right. There is an interesting paradox about that. Yes, I've definitely found a lot of new and interesting ideas have come out of it that I never would have thought of before. So many sequences and patterns that wouldn't have occurred to me. But once I see them, it's obvious how to pursue it. And the upcoming album in March, 31 Pieces, is a result of these improvisations that have then been developed into compositions.
And is there a tradition of this? I was surprised when I saw the story that the name Mozart was mentioned. Is there a musical tradition of accepting this type of chance in composition and playing?
Well, I hadn't actually heard of Mozart doing that, and I was surprised I hadn't heard of that, because I know Mozart fairly well.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly aware of composers like John Cage using randomness in their work, although this is quite different from that, because I'm not really using randomness for the compositions. I'm using randomness for my practice, which then leads on to the compositions.
I see. I mean, it does sound like a more sort of a modernist or postmodernist thing. Apparently, according to the Times, Mozart is credited with creating a game published in 1792, which consisted of 176 fragments of music that could be combined according to the throw of a dice.
Well, I would love to play that game and maybe develop it a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Make that game a reality. Modernize that game and.
You know, I have thought a lot about how I can make a game, and I've tried out several various ways, and I haven't stumbled across anything yet that I feel is particularly elegant or particularly good, but I think it's possible. It just requires so much more skill, because you have to be able to master all of the separate variables on their own before you can actually combine them competently.
And just finally, does this work infinitely effectively, or you're still going to end up coming against, if you do this for long enough, you'll be repeating yourself eventually?
It's practically infinite, because there's so many variables that if I did it every day for 1 minute and lived a million years, I wouldn't run out of options. Because as you multiply out the different possibilities, you know, if you're rolling, seven or eight dice, if you add up all the possibilities, there's just so many. And then even if you did roll the same one again, you're going to be in a different mood that day. You're going to have different other influences. So it's practically infinite.
Has the pandemic, staying at home, has that impacted on you? This is a way of sort of finding space at a time when you can't go out and get other influences. This seems to work particularly well. It will work particularly well at a time of constraint.
No, it hasn't really made any difference. I mean, I've just got on with my practice, same as usual. I tend to practice 3 or 4 hours a day. I've always done that, and I continue to do that through the pandemic. So it hasn't really made any difference.
4 hours of practice a day. Do you wake up? I've got to the point where you dread it. Practicing piano isn't like practicing lots of things. There's a joy and a creativity about it.
I love it. I mean, it's my favourite thing in the world. It's pretty much the central anchor of my life, is that whatever else happens in my life, I do my 3 hours a day practice. keeps me sane.
Oh, good for you. Well, and that we need a lot of that right now. Edward Chilvers, thank you so much for joining us. His album is out in March with a 5-track EP out next month.